This is Dr. Subhash Gupta asking for last information. Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I, Sylvia Angel, date of birth is 1/20/1951. Indicate patient was at a gastrian GERD, dysphagia, history of a person she called a polyp, sedation, maxillary, and senescent, and so on. Cyanotation, I'm sure, blood pressure, pressure, and required end up preoperative, she had a vaccine, colonoscopy, heart force, and polypectomy. Instrumental, lymphocyte, Jesus Christ, and colonoscopy, pressure, and fact, and the patient, pressure, pressure, relationship. It's got the occurrence of reference, have exigent to cause the bedroom, second exam question during question, and the pressure. It's going to enter part of the patient, and the mark, a shy bass, and the spider, and the size of a shrunk, a cardiac, a shrunk, and the clown, which is straight by just small hand hernia. It's quite a junction. Normal villa, I know it's a bad esophagus. Question of tribulation esophagus was right. Could that be giving you a dysphagia? Biopsy esophagus was done for the mid body, distal esophagus, dural esophagus, they were searching for sugar and complication. Pressure turn on KY, jelly, pancreas, he's put a turn to see my friend Paul. It's my first time Paul had a fracture business in my picture. Coming guys with the suboptimal prep, multiple irrigation was response model, subpolic could never. In the rectum, I saw two flat polyp rectum, the heart force, no post-polypectin bleeding. At the hepatic flexure, another flat polyp node in the hepatic flexure, both heart force, successfully, there was a fourth polyp node at the 22nd from the anus, removed in the colon, removed the heart force, no post-polypectin bleeding. Coming out of the left side, I was focused on grade 1, grade 2, into hemorrhoid on rectum, which was noted on rectum flexure. It was stationary pressure, no complication. Finding number one. Question of tracheolization and esophagus biopsy were taken to a helicobacter rule out his esophagitis. Number two, small hiatal hernia. Number three, multiple gastritis biopsy from a helicobacter. Number four, gastrointestinal infection. Number five, colonoscopy and CK. Number six, suboptimal prep. Small to modest polyp phenomenon. Number seven, two sequel polyp with a heart force polypectomy. Hepatic flexure polyp with a heart force polypectomy. And polyp with 20 centimeters removed the heart force polypectomy. And also left side diagnosis. And last one is hemorrhoid grade 1, grade 2. Recommendation, away from the cervical biopsy that's possible to use esophagitis, we'll treat accordingly as per protocol with the Flovent and Endocort. Number two, away from the stern biopsy that's possible to use esophagitis, to the third, number three, continue proton pump. Number four, question is after boom. Number five, away from the polyp pathology, colon polyp pathology, combined to last 6 months because of suboptimal prep. Advice to take high for hypertonic water. It's still soft and then it's a toxin in preparation. You can still flip. Since I've been asked to pronounce with an expert, even a downplay, like the CV scan after where it is about contra run trap down thyroid pathology where hepatic related pancreatic disease is the cause of down pain. Follow on to his dictation. Please send the conversation primary care provider. Dr. Saidi Freeman, CIDY Saidi Freeman, to copy Dr. Paul Saidi, I'm sure. April 17th to 23rd. Upper endoscopy will repeat in 3 years, and the colonoscopy will repeat in 6 months because of the suboptimal patient structure.